California is moving to end sales of new gas-powered cars and trucks by 2035 in an aggressive move to combat climate change. Governor Gavin Newsom told reporters yesterday the ban will cut greenhouse gas emissions by 35% in the state.
In the next 15 years, we will eliminate in the state of California the sales of internal combustion engines. We will move forward to green and decarbonize our vehicle fleet here in the state of California. As a consequence, substantially reducing greenhouse gas emissions as well as oxide nitrogen, meaning NOx emissions here in the state of California.
In so doing, the executive order does not ban people from owning gas-powered cars or selling them on the used car market. And for more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
So California's order also sets a goal for all heavy-duty trucks to be zero emissions by 2045 where possible. How exactly would this work?
Well, so there's a state agency called the California Air Resources Board, and they have been tasked to actually write out the exact regulations about how it will work. So there are still some open questions, for example, about whether the sale of plug-in hybrids will be allowed. But as you mentioned at the beginning, this is aimed at new car dealerships, basically saying they'll be forbidden from selling new vehicles with internal combustion engines. Used vehicle sales will still actually be allowed, but it's that new car dealership market that this is targeting.
Stepping back here, transportation is the state's biggest and rising source of emissions, but the Trump administration has sought to block California's authority to mandate zero emission vehicles. Are other states expected to follow California's lead?
So California does tend to be sort of a trendsetter when it comes to environmental issues like this, at least for states where the governors and the legislative majorities take the environment and climate issues more seriously. In this case, I think a lot depends on who wins the presidential election. As you pointed out, the current administration has been very vocal in opposing some previous efforts by California to boost regular combustion engine car fuel efficiencies. Whereas the Joe Biden platform includes a plan to get the economy to a net zero emissions by no later than 2050. So my guess is that some states will wait to see how the presidential election shapes up, because there could be some friction if they do try to follow California's lead in an administration that does not agree with that.
I'm thinking about the oil industry. What impact could this have on them, and have they responded to this?
Yeah, so California is one of the biggest gasoline markets in the world, and not surprisingly, they're not very happy about this. There are some spokespeople for various energy industry groups quoted in the New York Times and quoted on NPR, basically talking about how this could be a job killer in the energy industry. Another representative for the Institute for Energy Research told NPR, you know, driving cars is not what causes forest fires. If people want to drive these electric cars, they can buy them. You have to eliminate the you don't have to eliminate the competition.
A lot like here, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So there is certainly some pushback from the energy industry.
Bloomberg News senior editor Mike Regan, as always, thank you.
Thank you.